Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. A recent report from the U.S. Census Bureau said more than one-third of Americans aged 18 to 34 are living at home with their parents. How does that affect being grown up? And what exactly does it mean to be an adult?
Are they not grown up because they're lazy, or is it because of the economy? So they're really getting a bad reputation, the millennials, for the situation they're in.
That's Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. We'll talk to her about what it means to be a grown-up, how the definitions of adulthood have changed, and what that means for the future on today's American Cafe. Last month, a report from the U.S. Census Bureau said that 34% of young adults aged 18 to 34 live at home with their parents. That's a 12% increase over 2005. The report, which also included living in college dorms as living at home, cited four common milestones of adulthood: getting married, having children, working, and living independently. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum is a psychologist and psychoanalyst in Saddle River, New Jersey. She's the author of Life Begins at 60, A New View on Motherhood, Marriage, and Reinventing Ourselves. She told me that several factors affect young people coming home, including the economy and their values.
Developmentally, we've always learned to be more responsible and to be financially independent and to be able to live on your own. Well, that's not happening. So in those terms, are they not grown up because they're lazy, or is it because of the economy? So they're really getting a bad reputation, the millennials, for the situation they're in. And then we have to look at the fact that they are viewing their lives differently than, let's say, the baby boomers, which is not necessarily a bad thing. They're not as materialistic. They're more involved with their coworkers, relationships, their bosses, as far as getting along. And that seems to be more important to them than the actual wage itself. So their orientation is different as well.
While previous generations of young people might have thought of moving out and living independently as markers for adulthood, Dr. Birnbaum told me that millennials are living in a very different planet from their parents.
The baby boomers were born at a time when it was important to have a car, a house, pay the mortgage. The millennials didn't have to worry about that. They grew up having all that. So now they're seeing a deficit in another place. They're seeing parents that perhaps are divorced, or parents that have worked their whole lives to show what for it, really, finally going ahead and retiring and going on trips and vacationing. So they want to look at their lives in a way that it defines more what they're doing than what they're doing at work, which means playtime, leisure time, extra time is more of what they see as what that defines them. So they're coming from a place of prosperity, and they didn't see that that was so great. So they're not looking for that much in their lives.
Marriage used to be a marker of adulthood as well, but the Census Bureau report found that while in the 1970s, 80% of Americans were married by age 30, millennials will be 45 before they reach the same milestone. Dr. Birnbaum says that also reflects different values in millennials than in baby boomers or Gen Xers.
We're going into a direction where women are really taking more financial responsibility, and there is a role reversal going on now because they're getting the jobs from 18 to 34. So the men are more of the nurturers now, and they are often staying home. And these millennials have to look to the future where they're not really understanding that if they don't want relationships and they don't care about getting married, eventually when they're older, these feelings may come and they may have to look at it in a different way. So that's something that they're also setting for themselves, a new pace developmentally of family, children. They're not involved with that, right, the way we were.
Young adults today are also more likely to be enrolled in college or graduate school. The census report did have some disturbing factors, though, saying that most of those who live at home but don't work or study have a high school diploma or less, and about 20% of them have a child. Half of them are white, and the majority are males. Despite all that, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum says many millennials want to change their world for the better. They just haven't been able to yet.
They are really looking to have their life enhanced by the quality of their lives, making a difference in society, contributing, altruistic feelings. They're not lazy, as people say they are. It's just the economy that they're in. So the role that they're taking is really a mature one. It's just a different role.
Dr. Birnbaum told me that one thing that could help is if educators placed more emphasis on life skills training, how to live as a grown-up before young people graduate high school or college.
Memorization is not going to get us where we need to go. We need to be able to know how to be leaders, how to set different directions for ourselves with our economy, socially, just all around, where we need to have certain lifestyles set up for us so we can go ahead and make that kind of difference we want. But if we don't have it in school, if we're not taught anything but math and social studies and the sciences, that we come out maybe being a good student, but we're not necessarily good leaders, because school teaches you to follow the trend, not to lead your own way.
Dr. Frieda Birnbaum is a practicing psychoanalyst and therapist in Saddle River, New Jersey. She's also an author, a wife, and the mom of 5 children, 2 of which she had at age 60. You can learn more by visiting her website, drfrieda.com. So what do you think? Are you a millennial? Do you feel like a grown-up? Let us know your thoughts by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. If you want to hear other editions of our program, you can visit voanews.com, click on the red Listen tab, and look under Our Broadcast Programs. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.